everybody. This is Nick Forster. We hope you've been enjoying our episodes from the E-Town Archives. If you're just tuning in this week, be sure to check out our previous episodes featuring the likes of Ray LaMontagne, Peter Rowan, Colin Hay, Henry Butler, Grace Potter, and many more. This week, we'd like to send some birthday love out to Mr. Arlo Guthrie, who just turned 70 last week. Arlo's been on the show, I think, 6 times throughout the years. Today, we're going to look back on the first of those 6 visits all the way back to February of 1995. He's joined by his son, Abe, and also shares some poetry about moose in Massachusetts.
Stars beyond the searchlight stage, where we become the stuff of time amid the waves, whose nets are cast along the shore when day is done. As the seabird flies above, my songs are sung to those I've come to love, the petals strung into the lanes, the flowering of days I've just begun. It's second chance to grasp a dance beneath the last gray setting of the sun. Years along the trail of sand, footprints in the water lead me back to who I am. Well, gods and goddesses decreed, the mountains raised up from beneath the seas, the sound of sovereign thrones above the hand-tied bureaucrat who moans. This crazy love amazes me as I just gaze into your eyes. Liquid sun is spilt upon the sea. I wanna be where I can see the moon arise. A second chance to grasp a dance before the moment fades to summarize. Tears along the trail of sand, footprints in the water lead me back to who I am. Stretch of sand, reduced to just a woman and a man, bathed in the lunar light, the likes of which I might just understand. Among the myths I know are real, the goddess disguised as herself revealed. I sang her song out loud, she set herself beside me in the crowd. A second chance to grasp a dance into the moment that she would love. Tears along the trail of sand, footprints in the water lead me back to who I am.
I don't normally sound like this. I feel like Satchmo meets Dylan or something inside my body here. But I was never one to be afraid of just coming out and sounding like whatever came out anyway. I like doing poetic songs like that last one. Matter of fact, the award we were hearing about, notwithstanding, one of the things about the environment is kids are part of the environment, and I've been sort of getting, well, I don't know if pissed off is the word, but I'm tired of those self-esteem-building songs and poems that little kids have to put up with these days. I like the old stuff that scared the hell out of you and gave you a reason to stay in bed at night. You know, you start feeling good about yourself and you tend to wander. So I've been working on some songs and poems for kids, and I'd like to do one for you here. This is probably not a problem all over America, but back in Massachusetts, where I'm from, we've been seeing lots of mooses lately. They're not indigenous to Massachusetts these days. Most of the mooses we see come down out of Canada. Now, most people know that mooses have antlers that grow out, but sometimes those antlers grow in, and when the antlers of the mooses grows in, it squeezes their brains. And when the mooses get those squoze brains, they start thinking differently or something, and they act kind of funny. Well, it's not maybe funny to them so much, but I mean, they start like walking and walking and walking and until they're dead, you know. And if they happen to be like walking east and hit the ocean, turn right, they end up walking in Massachusetts where we get to see them. Although no mooses have been seen so far in Connecticut, which gives you an idea of the shape the mooses are in while we're seeing them in Massachusetts. With that as a background, I'd like to recite one of a series of moose poems that I've been working on. Mooses come walking up over the hill. Mooses come walking, they rarely stand still. When mooses come walking, they walk where they will. And mooses come walking up over the hill. Mooses look into your window at night. They look to the left and they look to the right. The mooses are smiling. They think it's a zoo. And that's why the mooses like looking at you. So if you see mooses while lying in bed, it's best just to stay there, pretending you're dead. The mooses will leave, and you'll get the thrill of seeing the mooses go over the hill.
I'm Nick Forster. You're here in E-Town, and we are here with Abe and Arlo Guthrie. Arlo, who is perhaps the world's most celebrated litter bug, which is an appropriate thing for a guy here on this show. Which is not to say he's not a conscientious and concerned guy.
Or reformed.
Or reformed, yeah. You paid your price. You had to sing that song for a really long time.
Tell me about it.
Have you done a lot of shows with Abe, just the two of you?
No, this is, I don't know, Abe, what's this, about the fifth one? We've played together when Abe had a band called Xavier, but we decided to sort of go out and hang out together and go across the country, and so this is about the fifth or sixth one.
And the latest record, The Rising Sun, released, it's a live concert. It's a live two CD set from your show at Wolf Trap with Pete Seeger and a whole bunch of Seegers and Guthries. That's a great project, and it must have been a great thing to be a part of those kinds of things, which you've been able to do for quite a few years, actually.
Well, that's one of the great things about working with somebody like Pete Seeger, is that you can try new things, and it doesn't have to be professional before you do it. Or even when you're doing it, right. Truthfully. And I was sort of raised in that environment myself. And so sometime a while back, we got Pete together and with his grandson, Tao, my son, Abe, and his band, Xavier, and my three daughters. And we all decided to go out together for a while. And the only show that we recorded was that one night that we did at a wonderful place called Wolf Trap outside of Washington, D.C. And we were lucky to record it.
Yeah. What are you got another song picked out?
Well, we've got lots of songs. The one I thought I'd do is one I wrote before the war in the Gulf was even getting thought about. So it's kind of outdated a little bit. But I know there's friends around the country that who I want to sing this for. And it goes something like this.
halfway around the world tonight, in a strange and foreign land. A soldier packs his memories as he leaves Afghanistan. Back home they don't know too much, there's just no way to tell. I guess you had to be there for to know that a war was hell. And there won't be any victory parades for those that's coming back. They'll fly them in at midnight and unload the body sacks. And the living will be walking down a long and lonely road. Because nobody seems to care these days when a soldier makes it home. They'll say it wasn't easy, just another job well done, as the government in Kabul falls to the sounds of rebel guns, and the faces of the comrades being blown out of the sky leaves you bitter with the feeling that they didn't have to die. And there won't be any victory parades for those that's coming back. They'll fly them in at midnight and unload the body sacks. And the living will be walking down a long and lonely road. Because nobody seems to care these days when a soldier makes it home. In a strange and foreign land, a soldier unpacks memories that he saved from Vietnam. And back home they didn't know too much, there was just no way to tell. I guess you had to be there for to know that war was hell. And there wasn't any big parades for those that made it back. They flew them in at midnight and unloaded all the sacks. And the living were left walking down a long and lonely road. Because nobody seemed to care back then when a soldier made it home. The night is coming quickly, and the stars are on their way. As I stare into the evening, looking for the words to say, that I saw the lonely soldier, just a boy that's far from home. And I saw that I was just like him, while upon this earth I roam. And there may not be any big parades if I ever make it back. As I come home undercover through a world that can't keep track of the heroes who have fallen, let alone the ones who won't. Which is why nobody seems to care when a soldier makes it home.
were talking before about your first singing of Alice's Restaurant, and now you've purchased the church that Alice and Ray used to live in Great Barrington, Mass., and you have a couple of great organizations going on in there, the Guthrie Foundation, the Guthrie Center, I guess is what it's now called. And Arlo, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what's going on over there in the church now.
I guess basically what we're trying to do is continue some of the thoughts and feelings that are, I guess, best associated with people my age, some of us who remember what some of the dreams we had were about taking care of each other and just being nice and kind, taking it easy and trying not to hurt people. And I think we try and do that by the kind of programs that we provide on a sort of local basis for abused kids and for people who are in trouble, things like that. We also have a sort of global outlook that deals with environmental issues and things like that. It's sort of too long to talk about immediately, but if anyone's interested, you can find us in the book.
And these are programs that are, people actually come to the church, to the Guthrie Center, and things happen there?
Yeah, we have people that come and do things, and we also have people that go out from there and do things around the world.
And there's also a foundation, I understand, involved that supports other things, other projects that people are working on.
We have a foundation that's sort of continues along, I think, with some of my dad's philosophies and some of his peers and those who find that it's a difficult thing to live in a world that appears at times to be so much in trouble that you don't really appreciate the good things that a lot of people are doing that you never seem to hear about, and excuse me, on radio or read about in newspapers or see on TV. But there's a lot of wonderful organizations and a lot of wonderful individuals, not just in this country, but around the world, who are doing fabulous things. And one of the things we try and do is to keep in touch with those folks and establish a larger community of ideas that allows us all to sort of go into the future with not such a pessimistic view.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, who knows? It's fun. You managed to have a lot of fun while you're still doing all these cool things, too.
Well, you know, I sort of realized a while ago, I forget exactly when it was, but I realized that being a folk singer as a professional way of life was a fantasy in and of itself. Most people, when I grew up, folk songs were things you did after work. And so to make a living doing this stuff, you have to be somewhat amused, if not thankful.
What are you going to do? Got another song picked out?
Yeah, I wanted to do one on a more sort of serious note. It's hard to write songs about things that are going on, especially the things that disturb you. But like I said before, there's a lot of wonderful people doing some fabulous things. And I want to dedicate this song to my beloved Ma, who does more for people dealing with AIDS in this country than anyone I know. This is a song I wrote for some of my friends who are gone now. It goes something like this. When I was younger, she'd come to me in dreams. Her face was hidden in the mountain streams. Her voice disguised as the sound of the wind, the rustling of leaves, she would call from within. Wake up, wake up, wake up, she said. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, dead. So many memories of those years have passed. Beyond the confusion that I thought would last forever, the countless veils that I wore like clothes have been stripped away. Now I stand exposed. Wake up, wake up, wake up, she said. Wake up.
In the night when the moon cast no shadow at all, we sat by the fire as she started to call out to all who would hear that the death of what's dead is the birth of what's living, and her words filled my head. Wake up, wake up, wake up, she said. It's the life that lies sleeping when you think you're awake. Forever is real and the rest is just fake. And though volumes are written on this subject alone, she used three simple words and she brought it all home. Wake up, wake up, wake up, she said. Wake up.
You know, when I was in college, I went to school in Billings, Montana, and for a very brief time, and took a course on comparative religions, and I discovered the most, well, my favorite religion of all time, which was one of those old Viking ones where everybody went to hell. Didn't matter what you did, good, bad, or indifferent, is going to hell anyway. The only reason for doing right was because it was right to do. There was absolutely no reward in it of any kind. And sometimes I appreciate that and think about it when I look around these days. Seem like if there's not something in it for you, it's not worth doing. This song really doesn't have to do with that so much, but I got to thinking one time what it would be like if they shut down heaven one day and everybody who was up there had to come back here again. And this song has to do with that. If all the doors were closed in heaven, where would all the angels go? Would they just fly around forever? Or would they come down here below? If the pearly gates were closed this morning, would there be angels here tonight? Would they live their lives among us? Share this darkness with their light? If all the doors were closed in heaven, they'd have to close the road to hell. We'd all be stuck here with each other. There would be nowhere else to dwell. If the pearly gates were closed this morning, and everyone there had to leave, and death was nothing but a moment, beyond the breaths you took to breathe. All the doors were closed in heaven. Who would dare abuse a child? Or let a little kid go hungry? Or not return a simple smile? If the pearly gates were closed this morning, and the host of heaven was on the street, I wonder if they look much different from the likes of you and me.
So I hope they close the doors to heaven. And all the angels up above come and build a home among us. Remind us what it means to love. If the pearly gates were closed this morning, would there be angels here tonight? And would they live their lives among us? Share this darkness with their light.
Arlo Guthrie, along with his son Abe on keyboards, rising sun recording artist Arlo Guthrie. Great to hear him sing and play. Arlo Guthrie. Thanks for listening. This is Nick Forster. We'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.